I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Saying I'm sorry, and a meaningful I'm sorry, not a sarcastic I'm sorry, but a meaningful apology, that has been one of those things that I have learned now after having become a parent. That's important. Children need that. They're listening for it. It reminds them, hey, I love you. We are together in this. You are my child. There's nothing you can do that is going to make me love you less. And then also, them hearing me apologize, it's not only their wrongdoing, but it's my wrongdoing at times. Hearing me apologize also restores the relationship. That relationship, that connectedness is going to be something that we need all the way through. Older parents I've talked to, that's one of the things they've said many times sitting with me in counseling. I wish I had done this differently. I wish I had done that differently. Without fail, one of the things they wish they had done was to connect better, to connect deeper relationships. And that oftentimes involves saying I'm sorry when a sorry is needed.
Well, you know, speaking of restoring the relationship, marriage goes through seasons of strength and weakness, and certainly child rearing is a time where a marriage is stressed. So say a word about keeping your marriage strong while you're parenting.
Mm-hmm. Marriage doesn't thrive on autopilot. I know parents, you know parents, who later on they realize, oh, I wish I hadn't have done that. So in the case of marriage, I wish I had have spent more time. I wish we had prioritized our marriage. Maybe we would still be married. Or maybe if they're married, maybe we would be closer today. I hear that so frequently. Some of your listeners are maybe experiencing that or have experienced that, where they let the marriage go. That is very easy to do in the busyness of life, of work, of parenting. And yet, that's what the book is about. That's what these voices of wisdom say. You know, those older parents, that's what they say. Hey, younger parents, younger couples, start right now. Start right now. No excuses. No, we don't have a babysitter. No, we're too tired. No, we don't have the time. No excuses. Start now. Prioritizing the marriage, deciding that that's going to be what you have years down the road when those precious children have grown up and are having children of their own. So start right now prioritizing your marriage. And just even in the littlest ways, speaking each other's love language, making time for each other, kind words, touch, all of these great love languages tools. Right now, so that's the wisdom that we hear older parents and couples who are further along the line, they say back to us, newer and younger parents, prioritize your marriage. That's not going to thrive on autopilot. You got to fly that plane. It's not going to fly itself.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.